This is the United States Dressage Federation's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's program, we remember USDF Hall of Fame inductee Colonel Bengt Lundquist. Christy Baxter from the United States Equestrian Federation joins us to talk about the Adequan FEI North America Junior and Young Rider Championships presented by Gotham North, and Sydney Sidnor presents our trainer's tip this week. But first, we have one item of news this week that Kathy Connolly and Betsy Steiner will be the co-clinicians for the next Neutrina USDF Adult Clinic Series. The series, which begins in the spring of 2015, will run through March of 2017, with a clinic in each of the USDF's 9 regions. Kathy Connolly and Betsy Steiner are both USDF honorary instructors. Kathy is a USEF S judge and a well-respected international dressage rider, trainer, coach, and judge. Betsy, too, is an international dressage rider, trainer, and coach, and she has represented the US at the World Equestrian Games in Stockholm, Sweden in 1990. For more information about the Neutrina USDF Adult Clinic Series and to find specific dates and locations, which will be available from January 2015, please visit the website at usdf.org or contact the USDF office. And now for our trainer's tip this week, presented by Sydney Sidnor, who is a member of the USDF Instructor Trainer Committee and an examiner for the Instructor Certification Program, as well as being a USEF R judge.
I would like to mention a few ideas actually for instructors in teaching their lessons. I would like to emphasize the importance of instructors addressing the seat of the rider. It is, of course, traditionally done in lunge lessons for the seat, and we have all learned about that and personally benefited from that. But I would like instructors to feel comfortable addressing the seat of the rider in their lessons, probably near the beginning of the lesson after the assessment period, in order to make it clear to the rider that really going any further with aids to the horse for the sake of training, that if the aids are not delivered correctly from a well-seated rider, that it is very hard for the horse to understand and can lead to unhappy times. So I just really think it's very important for instructors to address the seat and help the rider in any way remember their experience on the lunge line for the alignment, the straightness, the position of their pelvis, the flatness of their thighs, their heels down, the head position well above the spine, etc. And I just want to put my 2 cents worth in for people to feel comfortable telling their students the good things about their seat and then helping them with the weaker spots, which I think every single rider has. And the second thing I would like to suggest, as from lots of experience, is that although there may be many things that the instructor sees when evaluating the horse and rider that they would love to be able to help the rider with and improve, in a single lesson of 45 to 60 minutes, it is really best to select at most 2 things, and probably 2 things, because 1 thing is perhaps a little too much for the horse and rider to repeat too many times. But pick out 2 things that are the most important in the greater scheme of things for this horse and rider's progress, and explain them and go through exercises pertaining to them, Very often these two things will have something to do with the training scale, which in and of itself is a wonderful thing to teach. In my experience, I ask riders often if they are familiar with the training scale. They almost always say yes. And then I ask if they would tell me, and they almost never can tell me the training scale. And that is a good teaching opportunity also. And the third thing I would like to suggest is that homework be given pertaining to the lesson that you just worked on with the student. And I find that if I give homework, and if riders are accustomed to getting homework, they're really very happy about that because they want to know, in fact, what to specifically work on when they're by themselves. And regardless of the interval between the lesson that you gave today and the next one, which could be in a few days and it might not be for a couple of weeks, I find that the riders who have received homework and done the homework are infinitely more confirmed and improved than the ones who are just at the end of the lesson is over, and thank you very much and goodbye. So my training tips for the instructors are these three things: the homework, no more than 2 points in the lesson, and to start, if possible, with some tips on improving the seat of the rider.
The Adequan FEI North America Junior and Young Rider Championships, presented by Gotham North, takes place in the Kentucky Horse Park from July 15th through the 20th. And as this competition continues to grow, preparations are well underway for this year's event. Christy Baxter from the USEF is the event manager, and she joins us now. Christy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris. I'm glad to be here. We are gearing up a little 2 weeks away from the start of competition, so we're very busy, but we're excited to start going with competition.
Well, it is a huge undertaking. As I said, it seems to be growing each time now into something with multiple disciplines, a long way from its beginnings, but into something that's very special for juniors and young riders, isn't it?
It is, and this year marks the 40th anniversary, so we're very excited to be celebrating this because it's a great milestone to reach, and Howard Simpson's going to talk during our opening ceremonies this year about the start of Young Riders and where it's taken its steps to, so we're excited to have that on board. We'll have five disciplines. We have eventing, endurance, dressage, jumping, and reining. Start of competition begins Tuesday, July 15th, and it will go through Sunday afternoon, July 20th. If anybody's looking for the exact schedule, it'll be on youngriders.org, and along with the schedule will be additional information about how the teams are selected, how the athlete goes through the process, and additional information like that.
Well, as the event manager, obviously you've got a lot of balls in the air here, Christy. Give us an idea of the role of the USEF in this as the National Federation, because as we know, this is an FEI event. But tell us a little bit why the USEF are involved with the event management as well as being the National Federation.
Yeah, USEF came on board 5 years ago now, and really to help the event out. As you can imagine, with five disciplines and this event takes place every single year, it's quite a project to handle, and USEF is pleased to take it over and help with some of the funding and budgetary issues that kind of go along with this magnitude of an event. So USEF really has stepped up to the plate and helped with that.
How do you juggle all of those events during the week? Because you've got obviously a choice of arenas at the Kentucky Horse Park, and you have the indoor arena for the reining as well. But scheduling must be a challenge, mustn't it?
It is, and especially this year. This year, the U.S. Pony Club Festival is actually taking place the same week as Young Riders. And so this year's schedule has been a little bit modified to accommodate the Pony Club Festival as well. So we only have access to the Rolex Stadium, which is the main stadium, as well as the covered arena now is going to be used for reining this year and not the All-Tech Indoor. So it's been a little bit of a challenge to try to get all of those classes in that time span between Tuesday and Sunday. But I think that we worked it out this year where there's a good complement of all the disciplines. And if you're coming out to watch, it's really a good time. Everything starts in the morning and it ends fairly in the mid-afternoon range. So it's been a little tricky to schedule, but we've got it all in there.
And then, of course, there's the logistics of handling all the horses that are coming to on site there, especially if you're running alongside another event. How many horses would you typically accommodate for young riders, Christy?
We usually have around 250 horses that come in, and they'll all start arriving around July 11th, that weekend before. And because it's an FEI event, all of the horses have to have FEI passports, which means when they come onto the grounds, the horse park actually does an inspection of all the horses before going into their stabling. So it's a little bit of a logistic thing, but most of the kids that have done this before are prepared, and they come in, and all the horses get right through the inspection fairly quickly and into their stabling. So we have it worked out to a system.
And then you have to schedule, of course, the jogs for all these disciplines too, don't you? And they have to happen before the competition starts. Tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, so when the horses arrive, they will go through the horse park inspection. But then the following day of that week, each discipline will go through an in-barn exam with the FEI veterinarian. So each horse their passports will be reviewed by the veterinarian, and then they'll sign off on it. So after that happens, then we have all of the jogs scheduled to happen a couple hours after that in-barn exam. And so Tuesday starts with our dressage jog at 10:30, and then for that day, that's the only jog that's happening. Then Wednesday is most of the other discipline jogs.
And then, of course, to get all this underway, you've got an amazing team of veterinarians, haven't you, with so many disciplines. Tell us about the team behind you in terms of the officials, the vets, and the stewards and judges and so on.
Right, yes. It's a large contingency of very world-renowned officials. We have over 100 officials coming. We have a foreign vet delegate that comes, and this year it's Sergio Salinas from Mexico. And then each discipline has an FEI veterinarian. So, and then the pieces of all the ground jury members for each discipline and their technical delegates. So it's a huge contingency. So it's a great logistical project to do.
Yes. Well, the other aspect, of course, is because it is an FEI event, you make these young people feel very special by having an opening ceremony. And when they get the medals, they're on a medal podium. It really does give them the whole team experience, doesn't it?
Yes. And I think that's been Howard Simpson's goal all along, is to have these kids experience a team atmosphere. And for some of these kids, it's the first time they've competed in a team competition. And so we really try to mimic some of the Olympic game processes. So we have an opening ceremonies this year. We're going to have a golf cart parade. And then once the kids do the parade, that the actual opening ceremony part is going to happen at Spy Coast Farm, which is the farm right next to the Kentucky Horse Park. And so they'll do the parade of teams at Spy Coast Farm, and then we have a whole line of speakers set up this year. Howard Simpson, again, is going to speak. We have Alan Mann, who is part of Attaquan, and Attaquan is one of our largest sponsors, and he's going to speak to the kids, as well as Christine Tauber, our USCF president. So I think it's going to be a great ceremony for them. And then after the ceremony, they have time to do a little party sponsored by Spy Coast Farm, and they have great activities set up for that.
And that is really the flavor of the week, isn't it? It isn't just about the seriousness of competition. You really want these teams to have a good time and let their hair down a little bit and enjoy the event as a whole.
Exactly. Yep. So some of these kids, they don't necessarily know the other kids from the regions, or even some of the kids that are in different disciplines that are also in their same region. So it's a great time for them to meet and make new friends and really do the whole team camaraderie. And so I think that Tuesday night party is a great time for them.
Well, all the action starts on the 15th, but the horse park will start to get busy, as you say, with them coming onto the grounds that weekend before and getting you into the atmosphere of it all, Christy. It's going to be a busy week for you.
It is. It's already begun. So we're in full action now. So not very many hours of sleep, but we're excited to have the kids come, and we hope this year is going to be a great competition, and we're looking forward to it.
And a wonderful opportunity for them. That's the Adequan FEI North America Junior and Young Rider Championships presented by Gotham North. Christy, thank you very much for coming on the show and telling us more about it.
Thank you, Chris.
And for more information, please visit the website at youngriders.org. And finally this week, as part of our American Dressage Legends series, we remember the 1998 Roma Foundation USDF Hall of Fame inductee, Colonel Bent Lundquist. Colonel Bent Lundquist was inducted into the USDF Hall of Fame in 1998 in recognition of his leadership in the pursuit of excellence in dressage in the United States. As USET coach, Colonel Lundquist guided the U.S. dressage team to a bronze medal at the 1976 Olympics and a gold medal at the 1975 Pan American Games. He established an outstanding system of judge training that continues today. Colonel Lundquist's instruction of dressage at all levels laid the foundation for many of America's most successful riders. Colonel Lundquist devoted a decade to furthering dressage in the United States. He developed a judges training program that continues today and conducted the first organized forums, which gathered together the day's most learned trainers and aspiring judges. His dedication to and leadership in the pursuit of excellence in dressage in the United States was recognized by his induction into the USDF Hall of Fame. Born into a military family in Sweden, Lundquist continued the family tradition by joining the Swedish Army after he completed secondary school. In 1934, he received his cavalry commission, which he later resigned, along with many of his brethren officers, during the Finnish-Soviet Winter War, to join the Finns and defend their country. After the Finnish-Soviet Winter War, which ran from 1939 to 1940, he returned to Sweden and its army, where he studied and had a tour of duty as an instructor at the military academy at Karlberg. Colonel Lundquist's military career included being sent to Ethiopia as part of the Swedish military mission to help establish a cadet school and to train Imperial Guards. He was also commander of the Swedish Cavalry Cadet School. In 1955, he was promoted to commander of the Royal Horse Guards and stationed in Stockholm. As part of his military duties, Lundquist organized the equestrian competition at the 1956 Stockholm Olympic Games. An avid, lifelong equestrian, Colonel Lundquist began riding at the age of 10. An active national and international dressage competitor throughout his military career, he won the Swedish Dressage Championship 6 times. He was the team reserve rider for the 1960 Rome Olympic Games and represented his country at the 1964 Tokyo Olympics aboard Karat. He was a reserve world fencing champion too, who competed on several Swedish Olympic fencing teams and was even more famous in international circles as a fencer than he was as an equestrian. When the cavalry was mechanized, Lundquist began a career as a civilian dressage trainer and instructor. During a visit with his sister to the 1968 Mexico Olympics, he made a trip to the US that sparked his interest in furthering dressage in the United States. In 1969, he was invited to teach dressage at the Foxcroft School in Virginia. On that same trip, he gave a clinic at the Lake Erie College Equestrian Center in Ohio. That involvement led to other lessons and clinics, and in 1978, he began training out of future Ode Judge Linda Zhang's Idlewild Farm in Davidsonville, Maryland, also visiting Meredith Manor in West Virginia. Numerous notable dressage riders made the trip to Idlewild to study with Lundquist, who later became the U.S. dressage team coach, a position he held from 1974 to 1978. In 1974, he brought the U.S. squad to the attention of the European dressage community when he coached World Championship competitors Elizabeth Lewis on Ludmilla, Edith Master on Dahlwitz, John Winnett on Leopardi, and Sidley Payne on Felix. Then, in 1975, the U.S. team returned home from the Pan American Games in Mexico with a team gold medal, as well as an individual silver for Hilda Gurney and Keane, an individual bronze for Dorothy Morkis and Monaco, and a fourth-place individual finish for John Winnett and Leopardi. To cap off his international coaching accomplishments, Lundquist guided the U.S. dressage squad to a team bronze medal at the 1976 Montreal Olympic Games. An advocate for dressage judge education, Lundquist helped to develop a training program for the Potomac Valley Dressage Association. This program became the model for most judges' training programs in the U.S. In 1976, Lundquist published his Practical Dressage Manual, which today remains a modern equestrian classic. You can read more about Colonel Bent Lundquist in the July-August issue of USDF Connection magazine, where you'll also find a classic training article on leg yielding. You can also visit the Roemer Foundation USDF Hall of Fame on the website at usdf.org to find more information about Colonel Lundquist and other Hall of Fame inductees. And while you're on the website, be sure to visit eTrack, the USDF's online learning center and resource for dressage and equine education. This podcast is available for download on iTunes and also on podcast apps on your smartphone. The USDF is your connection to the American dressage community.